AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Canada is striking back at the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs. The tariffs cover about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel and dairy products. Canadian Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says a response was necessary after the Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs over the weekend.
Canada will meet the moment. Canadians will meet the moment. We will meet the moment together.
President Trump told Canadian leaders to fall in line or face consequences far worse. Industry Minister Melanie Joly says the message at home is to buy Canadian.
When you choose a Canadian product, you're not only putting pressure on the U.S. Right now, you're protecting jobs.
On social media, President Trump says he's even giving serious consideration to renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. Two unvaccinated people in Pennsylvania have died from measles.
They're the first measles-related deaths in the U.S. this year, following three last year. State officials are not giving any more details about the two people, except that they lived in Lancaster County. The U.S. is experiencing its worst measles outbreak since 1991, with 2,777 cases as of Thursday. In November, international health officials will assess if the U.S. and Mexico have lost their measles-free status. Vaccination rates have dropped below the 95% needed to prevent outbreaks, with exemptions rising to an all-time high among kindergartners. I'm Julie Walker.
Numbers from the UC Berkeley Deportation Data Project show ICE arrested nearly 50,000 people last month, the highest single-month total during the second Trump administration. Lines are growing outside gas stations across Tehran, but there are no signs Iranian leaders will give in to U.S. sanctions. This is AP News. The AP's Ben Thomas reports Britain's hot, dry summer has been taking a toll on native wildlife, especially vulnerable species like the hedgehog.
We're getting single hedgehogs in rather than a family.
Yvonne Cox is the founder of the Hedgehog Rescue Sanctuary.
Little single hoglets coming in who are much smaller for their development. So it's like they haven't had enough food, whether mum hasn't been able to feed them because she hasn't had enough food, hasn't produced the milk.
Drought has been declared in almost three quarters of England.
The puddles and the ponds dry up, so water starts to become difficult for them to source. Also, the ground begins to get baked.
Further trouble.
They can't dig the soil to get the worms and the grubs and etc.
The London Wildlife Trust says UK hedgehog populations have dropped from an estimated 30 million in the 1950s to less than 1 million, and they're now listed as near threatened. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.